The Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by Lanolin Plus Liquid. Famous Lanolin Plus Liquid, the golden beauty liquid that's sweeping the country, the secret of beautiful women everywhere, and the wonderful way to end dry skin worries forever. Now, here's Bing.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This was written by Joey Bushkin, the darling of the salons on the team when he was working for Tommy Dorsey.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing, and I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now.
Say, Ken, I understand all the gals are switching to Lanolin Plus Liquid. Now, what about that?
Well, sure doesn't surprise me, because Lanolin Plus Liquid makes the strongest beauty claim ever made. No one of the gals want to try it. You see, just one application of Lanolin Plus Liquid actually stops skin dryness overnight, and continued use prevents dry skin worries ever recurring. Well, that's because Lanolin Plus Liquid contains the very next thing to nature's own skin oils, in a new and penetrating form. All you do is gently massage a few drops of this wonderful golden liquid into your skin before you go to bed at night. While you sleep, Lanolin Plus Liquid works quickly to help your skin take on and keep a new softness and a new smoothness and a new, more youthful look. But Lanolin Plus Liquid doesn't just stop here. It also helps to soften and fade crow's feet and premature age lines caused by skin dryness. And almost as wonderful, Lanolin Plus Liquid costs only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. Why not try it real soon?
Beautifully put, Kenneth. Nicely done. I don't wish to appear ponderous or didactic this evening, but recently I have run across statements by two very important men on the subject of thinking. I'm sure lots of you folks listening have run across these statements too, but I'd like to repeat them just the same. The eminent financier Cyrus S. Eaton, celebrating his 71st birthday, recently said that statesmen, labor leaders, scholars, authors, and businessmen should gather together to relax, exchange views, sharpen their thinking, and design formulas for us to live in this brand new world of ours. Now, Mr. Eaton's conviction is that we have now entered a new world, and in order to meet its requirements, each and every one of us must be physically and mentally alert. He said that scientific discoveries in the past 15 years have brought us into a new universe, a universe so tremendous that even our imaginations are too feeble to appreciate its possibilities. You know, the physicists of today have more power than was attributed to the gods a few years ago, or many years ago. Now, here's a view on thinking by Lee S. DuBridge, president of the California Institute of Technology. Startling on its own, but even more alarming as a follow-up to Cyrus Eaton's views. Dr. DuBridge says that the United States must make thinking popular. He says too many Americans have the attitude that having brains is okay, but not very interesting, not very colorful. Well, that's one main reason why not enough students are becoming scientists at a time when more scientists and engineers are badly needed. Dr. DuBridge said the challenge is to make thinking popular, to elevate respect for thoughtful men, the scholars, and the intellectual. One effect would be to induce more students to take up scientific careers. Plenty of smart kids, you know, who did not get into science or social science or any other intellectual field.
They drift off into the hardware business so they can take over Dad's store because they've never heard of a scholarly career or what it offers, or else they've been told with tragic accuracy that such careers don't yield the sort of financial return to which every young man would like to become accustomed.
You know, in connection with this, much along the same lines, I ran into a situation the other day which I think would bear some mention in passing. I know of a youngster. He's an undergraduate in one of the leading universities. Young man of some substance and ability and stature. Young man with a pretty good mind. He'd been at university 3 or 4 years. I asked him why, in all that time, he'd never been active in student functions, never had any class officership or been in the amateur theatricals or in any of the productions or the debating societies or the oratorical contests. Or, in fact, his name had never appeared in anything important on the campus. He said, I'd get laughed out of the fraternity. I says, what do you mean? He says, well, anybody that does that, those kind of things, is considered a brain. He's a square, a genius. He's corny. Now, I don't suppose this is typical or in any way the kind of thing that you're going to run into all over the United States, but it's deplorable. Now, to a song that was revived recently largely because of the great record that Les Brown and his band made, a song called I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Well, the snow is snowing, old wind keeps blowing, but I can weather this storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Really can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Someone told you a secret, like it were a very special secret, would you tell anybody?
Well, that all depends. I wouldn't want to hoard anything real juicy. It wouldn't be fair to keep it, maybe.
Well, that's what I think. Because a very famous actress was telling me the secret of how she keeps her skin so soft and smooth and young-looking all the time. And I thought all the women would like to know about it. It's Lanolin Plus Liquid. And all you do is massage a few drops of this golden liquid into your face at night. And then, the next morning, if your skin was dry with flaky little rough patches, the skin dryness is gone. And as long as you use Lanolin Plus Liquid, you never have any dry skin worries. Lanolin Plus Liquid fades crow's feet and age lines, too. Makes them much less noticeable. Best of all, Lanolin Plus Liquid is only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. It can be your secret, too. Remember, Lanolin Plus Liquid.
Well, we turn to song again now, and I have a semi-religious song I'd like to do for you. It's become very popular, largely because of Les Paul and Mary Ford's record, but it has been on all the big TV shows, too. It's a very nice song, I think, with a lovely sentiment. It's called Whither Thou Goest. Buddy?
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
A promise. The very first night you try Lanolin Plus Liquid, the next morning your skin dryness will be gone, and you'll never again have dry skin worries as long as you use it regularly. Oh, isn't that a wonderful promise? And wonderful that Lanolin Plus Liquid costs only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. And while you're there, notice all the other famous beauty aids that Lanolin Plus makes. Notice them and try them. We'll soon see how beautiful all of you can be. Your lips, your hands, your hair, and all of you all over. Remember, Lanolin Plus.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know.
This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy music.